John Voight, Governor Gavin Newsom, a disgrace to mankind pushing chaos, confusion on children. By Joshua Klein on October 12, 2021. Academy Award-winning actor John Voight posted a two-part video on Tuesday addressing California Governor Gavin Newsom's D. recent legislation requiring gender-neutral retail departments in toy stores to prevent distinguishing toys based on gender, calling the governor a disgrace to mankind while accusing him of giving our rights to the devil and pushing chaos and confusion upon American children. The first clip, which is a minute and a half long, begins with Voight against the backdrop of an American flag blasting the recent passing of the bill. "This is a disgrace to the American dream," he said. "This is a disgrace to our Constitution, our God-given rights and morals." Voight then turned to the California governor, whom he described as weak. "Newsom, you are a disgrace to mankind, you're a weak man who can't stand for truths," he said. "You have double-dogged our rights," he added. "We're a nation of our Constitution that was given by our forefathers. It's a special code of truths." He then accused Newsom of interfering with a child's natural progression and sabotaging the divine plan. "Our children of yesteryear have grown to be scholars with honors, ones of creativity," he said. "Now you're helping to change what God has asked of all. You have given our rights to the devil and this is not God's plan," he added. Voight also condemned forcing one's ideology upon others. "Yes, freedom of speech of one's own truth but not to force," he said, "to change the rules to a rule of chaos." Calling for people to be allowed to be what they wish to, he warned against pushing such notions on youth. "To let all be what they want to be, a man, woman, gay, left, right, it's a plan of one's own rights," he said. "Yes, but not to pledge our nation's children. Don't push the chaos and confusion on their young psyches," he added. Calling Americans a nation of God's honor, Voight concluded by highlighting the importance of truth. "Let the force of God's plan be the truth, the way God intended," he said. "We're a nation of God's honor and respect for all souls. One nation under God with liberty and justice for all." In the second clip, Voight accused the governor and his supporters of ruining the future of our youth through lies. "You're a gift from God, each soul, and now this new line of truths are lies. They are preaching lies for all of us to take those truths. They're truths," he said, "and this is destroying our new children's future. Stand up now, speak loud and let us bring back our true gift of God, the gift of our Ten Commandments," he added. He then accused the state government of perpetuating lies surrounding gender justice and those directives for children alleged to aid in the fight against COVID-19. "They pushed the lie of masks, the lie of shots. And, now this lie, to show it's okay to be unsure of one's role of femininity or masculinity," he said. "I am for freedom of one's own body but keep to one's own," he said. "Don't show it's okay for our children to convert this to our society." Calling to stand for our God-given morals, Voight concluded by suggesting youth be educated to love America and what it stands for. "Let us teach the children love and respect for one's choices but let our dream, our American Constitution be allowed," he said. "Let our American flag with her stripes, her stars, her honor, her truths wave proudly for the respect she has fought for her dreams, her freedom, her truth, and her heroes and the greatest gift, freedom, honor, and love for all life," he added. "God bless." The bill, authored by Assemblymember Evan Lowe, D. Campbell, and signed by Newsom into law on Saturday, declares that differences in products that are marketed to girls or boys are unjustified, and that it is inappropriate to imply they should be used by one gender instead of another. Lowe also claimed separating children's toys by marketed gender is the antithesis of modern thinking. Accordingly, stores can still maintain boys' and girls' sections as long as they create one gender-neutral area, though the legislation is unclear whether retailers would be penalized for selling the same toys in gendered and gender-neutral sections of the store. The new law, long pushed by LGBT advocates, goes into effect on January 1, 2024. As a result, California will become the first state requiring gender-neutral sections for products such as toys and toothbrushes for large retailers. Some businesses and conservative groups have opposed the bill, arguing that the government has no right to hinder a retailer's efforts in a free market, while others argued that lawmakers cannot demand retailers push government notions on gender. Senator Melissa Melendez, R., said she voted against the bill in order to let parents be parents. Unlike the author, I actually have children. 5 of them to be exact, she said, adding I don't think parents need the government to step in and tell them how they should shop for their children. Voight has been one of Hollywood's most outspoken figures on the right. The Midnight Cowboy star narrated a video about American exceptionalism at last year's Republican National Convention, RNC, as well as an RNC video about President Trump's successful efforts to free American hostages held captive in foreign lands. In May, he posted a scathing video blasting liberals for attacking Israel and Jews and demanding that people not be fooled while warning that anti-Semites will pay the price. In November, he warned that the U.S. will be in great danger if Joe Biden becomes president. We're heading down a street that has no name now. We must not allow our nation to crumble. This is what they want, to destroy America. Let me warn you all that we are in great danger if we fall under a Biden administration, he said. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.